Hoop heads, what is going on? You are up late with your guys, Rick Kamla and Hall of Famer Steve Alexander, a.k.a. Dr. A. This is Fantasy NBA Today, Ethos After Dark. We welcome you to the program here. Podcast, I should say. 15 games in the NBA tonight. Of course, tomorrow, this great country will elect a president, and there will be no basketball. So tonight, all 30 teams, 15 games. Maybe the biggest episode we'll have all year. We shall see. We invite your questions throughout the show. We will provide you with answers. We're in this together. We're trying to win chips together, man. So let's tip things off here with a word from our sponsor. BetOnline is the world's most trusted betting platform and your number one source for online betting. Remember that from the earliest odds to in-game live betting, BetOnline provides you with all the action and the ability to watch the games as they happen, with the largest selection of odds on everything from football, NBA, NHL, entertainment, and political props. They got you covered here. Head to Bet Online today to get in on the action with America's most trusted site for online wagering. Bet Online, the game starts here. Dr. A, let's dive in, my friend, with our magic men of the night. These are the guys that we thought were the biggest standout, dude. So you go first, man. Who's your magic man of the night?
I'm going to go with Nikola Jokic, obvious, duh. Even though his game still isn't over, he had an early triple-double. They're actually losing this game, I believe.
Yeah. To the Raptors.
They're going to get beat by the Raptors. Grady Dick, another big game. He's playing well. But Jokic, 23 points, 14 rebounds. 12 assists, 2 blocks, just another day at the office. And my runner-up is Victor Wembanyama, who's got like 17 points, 6 boards, 7 blocks, and they're still playing. There's a long way to go in that one.
There is 2:08 to go in the third. San Antonio leads the Clippers by 11 as we speak. Wemby currently is on the bench. Toronto leads Denver 111-105, free throw for Jokic, 106 now, 5-point game, 4:15 to go. We have Paul George making his debut. He is balling right now with Philadelphia. They're in Phoenix, tight ball game, 96-94. And that's the beginning of the fourth quarter right there. It just went final, Indiana's victory over Dallas. So I got a TV decision to make here, Doc, while we're on. I've got the Wemby game and the Jokic game on, okay, on a multi-view. And for some reason, NBA TV, their game is not a part of any of the multi-views on YouTube TV. So I got issues over here, dude. And I may have to just take Philly and Phoenix big here. But I got that decision to make. But, Doc, my magic man of the night. I'm not going chalky here. I'm going a little creative here, Doc. I'm going with Zach Edey of the Memphis Grizzlies because Zach Edey is coming and it probably has a lot to, you know, Bane is out and Smart is out. And so, you know, maybe, you know, more offensive prioritization and more of a focal point in all of that. That's probably going on here. So, you know, I don't know if we can expect 20 and 10s the whole rest of the year here, Doc, but hello, 25, 12, 4 blocks, A3, 11 of 12 from the field. Say hello to Purdue, Zach Edey. Best player in college basketball, Zach Edey. Okay, this was a flex game by him, Doc. He did it in 29 minutes. And we go back to the game before for Zach Edey, okay? He's coming here. He went 10 and 10, a block, a steal. The game before that, 10 and 8, a block and a steal. And so we're seeing a gradual progression here, Doc, in terms of the stats going up. But to me, this is a dude getting comfortable on the NBA hardwood. You know what I'm saying? He's playing more. He's getting more relaxed. He's getting the ball more. And so this is going to be a fun run here for Zach Edey managers while Smart and Bane are out. And I think he's playing so well that he's going to have them recalculate this thing moving forward.
Yeah, I like it. And shout out to Purdue's own Jaden Ivey, who scored 26 tonight. Good night for the Boilers.
It was indeed, man. And we will get to that one in just a second here, Doc. Let's take these games. There's so many of them. We're going to get to all of them, all right, and at least touch on something, give you some kind of nugget from one of these games, including the games that are going on late night here. So let's go back to the beginning. Milwaukee at Cleveland, really good ball game. Giannis out. And, Doc, what I want to hit you with is, where's my phone? Darius Garland, all right? And the Cleveland Cavaliers, by the way, are 8-0. And here's a stat for you. They said it on the broadcast. LeBron and the Cavs never started 8-0. You got to go back to like 76, 77, they were saying, the previous, you know, best start in franchise history. So, but Doc, I want to make a point about Darius Garland and point the finger at myself. I faded Darius Garland everywhere I could, okay, thinking, you know, the Mobley pop was going to happen. Well, the Mobley pop happened, and then it got reeled back in. Mobley's numbers have completely plateaued or dipped even a little bit. And Garland, Doc, he went for 39 tonight with 7 3-balls, 8 assists. Way better stat line than Donovan Mitchell, who actually had a crappy stat line tonight. Garland has 2 30s in his last 5 games, including a 25. So 25 or more in 3 of the last 5. He's got 10 assists in 2 of the last 4. He's banging a million threes. He right now on Yahoo, I think it said 23. I think going into tonight, his value was a 41. It shot all the way up to 23, something like that. Doc, he's giving like second, third, fourth round value right now. Darius Garland, okay? And Mobley's killing it. And Jared Allen is killing it. Had the game-winning block tonight. Donovan Mitchell overall is killing it, okay? Like, Cleveland is a freaking story, Doc.
Yeah, they're good, man. And Garland could have been your magic man, really. You know, there's a few things that I'm certain of. Death, taxes, and you play Bobby Portis when Giannis is out. Giannis is out. Bobby Portis went for 21 points, 18 boards, 3 blocks in that game. Shout out to Bobby Portis.
That's the line of the night, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to beat that. That was absolutely fantastic, Doc. Absolutely fantastic. One more point I wanted to make on Garland Hill real quick. Coming into tonight, all right, here's the stat line. 18 points, 6.3 assists, 1.1 steals, 2.7 threes. Come on, man. Like, that's an awesome stat line. It's not MVP, but, like, that's really, really solid. So, anyway, let's move on to Golden State and Washington here. It's the Fantasy NBA Today Late Night Ethos After Dark. Rick Hamlin, Steve Alexander, he is a Hall of Famer. Golden State at Washington. And, Doc, I got to go to this box score for this game to make this point. Steph Curry came back tonight, had 24 with goodies. Okay, came back, and so he came back, right? Missed 3 games. We knew it wasn't going to be a long-term absence. That's not my take here, okay? Steve Kerr, Dr. A, has the worst rotation in the NBA, and it's not close, okay? Did you see what he did to Brandon Podziemski tonight?
Well, he got hurt.
Oh, that's right. He had an illness or something like that. My bad. That was my initial thought, and then I did that digging and found that out. All right, here's the problem, though. You're starting now Gary Payton, and I presume maybe that's the illness, and I don't know. Kuminga's coming off the bench here, 15 points in about 26 minutes. Buddy Hield is killing it. He's one of the best players in fantasy basketball right now, still coming off the bench, playing about 28 minutes. Moody can't get time, and he's been killing it since the preseason. My guy, Trayce Jackson-Davis, Doc, 12-6-3 with a block. That's actually a really good game for him this year because coming in, he was averaging 18 minutes a game. Okay, I get it. You're deep. Make some tough decisions here, okay? Lindy Waters, you're not playing anymore. Kevon Looney, you're not playing anymore. Like, let's clean up this rotation, dude. It's the worst rotation in ball. Doc, Draymond, 29. And this was like a ball game that they had to play pretty much all the way to the end. Draymond, 29 minutes. TJD, 23 minutes. Wiggins, 18 or 19 minutes. Curry, 24 minutes. Payton, 16 minutes. Kuminga, 25 minutes. What are we doing here, dude? Is this a preseason freaking game? He has the worst rotation in ball right now, Doc.
And they played everybody. I mean, like, 8 guys came off the bench in this game. Like, it's crazy. And back to Buddy Hield for a second, man. He just will not go away. It's every single year. He just comes out of nowhere. He just won't go away. Him and Dennis Schroeder.
Good point.
They're like cockroaches.
Oh, man. That is Dr. A. I'm Rick Chamla. It is Fantasy NBA today here. The Lakers lost at the Pistons tonight, and the Pistons are balling out. Durant had a game, and Isaiah Stewart was solid off the bench, and Tobias Harris had his typical, like, solid, not sexy, but solid game. But the story here, Doc, okay, J.B. Bickerstaff, and this is a reality take and a fantasy take, all right? J.B. Bickerstaff has created one of the best young backcourts in the NBA. And to those of us who follow college basketball, who dive into the pre-draft process, like your boy, all right? I love Cade Cunningham coming out of Oklahoma State. We all did, all right? And so what he's doing right now is what he was supposed to be doing. When he came out, I popped him to Grant freaking Hill, okay? So tonight, 17, 11, and 11. Cool. Right on track, bro. Jaden Ivey, saw him at Purdue. This guy's Donovan Mitchell-ish, D-Wade-ish, okay? He gets with all these coaches that don't get him, Dwayne Casey, Monty Williams, boom. J.B. Bickerstaff, unlocked, 26-4-4 tonight, hit the dagger at the end of the game to finally snuff out any rally by the Lakers. On the season coming in, he was at 19-4-4, and so after a 26 on that, he's probably going to be right at 24-4, okay? When you talk about Ivy at 24-4. Cade is at 24-6-7. This is one of the best goodie backcourts when you talk about young players, Doc, in the entire league. And I'm excited about it. And I'm really happy that Jaden Ivy is getting this platform to do this. And he has league winner potential here, Doc. People got him in the last round. He's totally killing it, man.
Yeah, he had a steal on the block. Cade had a triple-double. I don't even know if you mentioned that. Detroit is pretty balanced, man. Like that box score looks good. Like all the starters played well, only used four guys off the bench. That means he's got a tight rotation, unlike your man, Steve Kerr. And Jalen Duren, awesome. Tim Hardaway Jr., if you're just looking for somebody who can get you some points and some threes, he's been quality almost every game.
When he went up to Detroit in that trade, initially you're like, Tim Hardaway just went to, well, at least I was. I was like, wow, Tim Hardaway Jr. just went to Detroit to die, right? They've got all these young guys. But that's not the case, okay? Malik Beasley is playing off the bench over a Marcus Sasser. So it's not about development right now. They are trying to win in Detroit. Stop laughing, okay? It is their charge. That's what they're trying to do. All right. We're going to give you each of us one take from each of these games. There's 15 games tonight. Okay. And it is the Fantasy NBA Today Sports Ethos After Dark. Rick Chamla, Hall of Famer, Steve Alexander, Boston at Atlanta. Okay. This game got sideways and it stayed sideways. Jason Tatum, I want to shout him out. He came into tonight third in fantasy value on the year. That number might have gone up. Had another spectacular game, okay? But, Doc, we knew he was going to be great. He was a first-round pick, and he's doing all that, okay? There's not a whole lot of spin there. I want to talk about Peyton Pritchard, dude. It's just kind of been serendipity. I've been listening a lot to Brian Scalabrine and Drew Carter on the Celtics broadcast. It's just kind of working out that way. And I do enjoy that broadcast. Okay. And so I'm plugging into Boston and hearing some stuff from that broadcast. Right. And I like to do that with all the teams and spin the dial because, you know, like a Brandon Boston with New Orleans, which we'll get to, right? You listen to that broadcast with Joel Myers and Antonio Daniels, they go on and on and on about Brandon Boston. That lets you know that there's a buzz about him. He's going to play. He's pretty talented, okay? That stuff matters to me. It can translate to your knowledge, which leads to you picking up the player, which leads to you winning, okay? Peyton Pritchard, it is a huge love fest, Doc. There's the whole, you know, end of the quarter, end of the shot clock thing, right? But this dude is really killing it this year, Doc. Like, might win sixth man of the year. He had 18 tonight. He came at 15.7. Peyton Pritchard right now is at about 16 points a game. And frankly, Doc, like, Is he going to come down off of that? Yeah, but I don't know how much. Like, they love him. They play him. You've got guys constantly in and out of the lineup. Jaylen Brown's hurt right now. Porzingis is still going to miss a whole bunch of time. They don't like to plus-size Sam Hauser, right, and run him out there extra minutes. They don't do that. Like, they play Sam Hauser as 22 minutes a game, and that's all he gets, all right? Pritchard is the guy that expands and contracts when dudes are out. So anyway, I just wanted to make that point, man. Like, if you've got Peyton Pritchard, you're on to something. And if he's somehow out on waivers, you got to go out there and get him right now.
I agree. He helped me win 30 deep last year. By the way, I am winning 30 deep this year. Right now, I'm in first place. My boy, Delano Banton, off the Portland bench tonight, 20 points in like 12 minutes. Couple steals in my lineup. We're balling. I love Peyton Pritchard, man. I've got him on probably five teams. And then also for Atlanta, Clint Capela feels like he's going away. And Okongwu's coming on, man. 18 points, 10 boards, two steals, 8 of 12, 23 minutes. I think it's getting ready to happen.
Doc, they got to trade Clint Capela, man. I was watching, and in a really tight ball game in the Cam Dynasty, it was me and Darren Wilson. He's a local sports media guy in Minneapolis, and I've known him for 30 years. Great fantasy owner. I barely beat him in the championship game last year, 5-2-1. So our game, Doc, literally 4-4 all week long, okay? And it was that way all the way to Sunday night. Last game was Atlanta and New Orleans, all right? I had Jose Alvarado. Somehow I had Javonte Green on my team. Don't ask. I had Clint Capela, okay? And he had Lively late, and he had Mo Wagner late, all right? He ended up beating me by 9 points and 1-3. And Doc, it was like 80 to 79 in the threes. I talk about fantasy gold all the time, okay? The games always come down to steals, blocks, or threes every single time. I'm not making this up. So I lose by 1-3. I lose by 9 points, okay? And it was like 857 to 848 or whatever. You know, I mean, we're talking about massive numbers here. Two totally kick-ass championship-worthy teams. Clint Capela, I don't even think he played in the second half. And I had that game on, but I also had some football on, and I was, you know, I wasn't like super focused on that game. It really wasn't that great of a game. But I kept kind of tracking it on my phone, and Capela's numbers never moved, Doc. And so it was very disappointing. And I've got him in the Cam Dynasty. I'm not going to drop him. I basically got to kind of, hopefully he gets into the questionable status with something, Doc, and then I can move him down to the IR when he has the red flag behind him, and I can play that game with him because he's kind of unplayable right now, but I'm not yet cutting Clint Capela.
Yeah.
Are you cutting him out, or are you holding on?
Nah, I didn't touch him. I got no Clint Capela. If I had him, I think I would hold on. I got a lot of centers on my team, though. I have too many centers. I think you can hold on to Capela, especially if he gets traded to somewhere where there is no Okongwu. But it's going to be tough. And speaking of tough, Trae Young suffers a rib injury, leaves the game early, 1 of 10, 2 points, 6 assists, really nothing else. Just hot garbage from the Hawks tonight.
They're a weird team. They've got some players, Doc, that I like. Maybe it's a Quinn Snyder thing. They're missing so many guys, though. I don't want to play the coach killer card here when you're out like five rotation guys. That's not fair to anybody. Let's talk about Memphis and Brooklyn. First of all, it seems like Memphis and Brooklyn play every night. I don't know. Is that only my experience, or are you like, I don't know. I feel like I'm watching Memphis and Brooklyn all the time against each other. But, Doc, Ja Morant, okay? I want to have a Ja Morant conversation. And a lot of times we talk about the paid purchase. Let's talk about a star here, okay? He's a 2010 guy, Doc. He came into tonight a 2010 guy. And I why don't I have his stat line in my notes? Let me go to the box score here real quick.
Yeah, I had 25.
John Morant. 20. Okay, so again, right around a 20-10. That's what I thought I saw. 25-5-9 with a three ball, no D. Come on, Ja. You got to give me some defense. But nevertheless, Doc, he's not going 25 a lot. Okay, he's going 20-10 a lot, and he's doing in the rebounding category. There's a nice little spike here. He's well over 5 per game. Okay, like I like that. That's healthy. We're not where we need to be in the fantasy gold, but we can work on that, Doc. But, like, I was thinking that we were going to get, like, 27 a game from Ja Morant. And we're more like 20, but I also thought we'd get, like, 7 or 8 assists, and we're at 10. And so I want to kind of tip off a conversation here. Like which Ja do you like better? Would you rather have, the higher points and the lower dimes? Or do you kind of like this flirt with a triple-double type of Ja Morant here?
Well, I wrote about him for ESPN and said he was a faller and he was struggling. And then he had a triple double that night, of course. But I really thought that Ja was going to come out of the gate like a tiger that had been let out of a cage. I thought he was just going to ball out on the whole league and pull up, Anthony Edwards mentality. But he's not. He's just sort of playing. He's getting his teammates involved, playing well. I prefer the uncaged tiger version of Ja as opposed to this one, but this one's fine too. Wimby, by the way, has 19 points, 9 rebounds, and 9 blocks, and three steals.
I like it. Doc, I'm with you on the Ja Morant thing. Now, I did get him Jokic's final line, 28-14-14. My goodness. I got him like in the third round, right? And he fell a little bit. He's a big name. And so I got to go get Ja Morant. I'm happy that he's playing. And I'm happy the numbers are very healthy. They're very good, Doc. But I would rather have like the 27 point per game guy because that like he's at 20 right now. Okay. Like we're not even close to that. And so I projected 8 assists for Ja Morant. My stat line was like 27-5-8 coming into the year. All right. So he's 2 assists up. He's basically right at the rebounds that I saw. But he's shy 7 points. So I'd rather have the bombastic, the scoring 30 almost every night, Ja Morant. But look, he's playing. And so what we're nitpicking here. A little bit. Did you have another point to make on this game, Doc?
Is Jake LaRavia worth picking up? 32 minutes, 2 threes, 5 boards, 6 dimes, 2 steals, 6 points. That's a lot of minutes.
I'd rather have THJ. I'd rather have Tim Hardaway Jr. We already kind of brought him up. How about you? Who would you rather have of those two guys?
I think I'd go LaRavia.
Really?
It depends. If you want points and threes, you go Hardaway. If you want a triple single,
right,
you go with LaRavia.
Right. But LaRavia does 3. He does steal. Yeah. He blocks a little bit. But he's pretty good with the fantasy gold, Doc. I rocked him a lot at the end of last year in Cam Dynasty on my way to a championship. I had LaRavia. You remember Memphis at the end of last year, right? I mean, it was a G League team, right? And LaRavia was like, a lot of nights he was their top guy. Okay, I know. It was scary. It was frightening, actually. All right, Doc, let's move on to Sacramento and in Miami here. I wanted to make a point about DeMar DeRozan here, Doc. Playing his former team. Wait a minute. I'm tripping. I'm out of Chicago. Forget what I just said. Okay. Sacramento part. It's been a really long day. Sacramento and Miami tonight. So DeMar DeRozan, Doc, and I've said this for a long time, one of the most underrated players of all time because he's a first ballot Hall of Famer and he's going to end up with 25,000 points or 27,000 points, some crazy number, like maybe 30 if he really plays a long time, right? And then you're up there with like Dirk and Shaq and guys like that, right? So he's tracking towards that. And I don't think a lot of people understand that. But, Doc, his fantasy value has held up way better than I thought it would. Maybe I'm being too strong here. It's held up better than I thought it would. I'll say it without the way, okay? Tonight, 26-3-6. For the season coming into tonight, 25-4-4. I didn't see 25 a game from DeMar DeRozan. I saw like 22-23. I've been saying the whole... pardon me. I've been saying the whole offseason, Sacramento did not trade for DeMar DeRozan to downsize him to an 18 PPG guy. They got him to put the ball in the hole. So he's going to score. And he's going to have to share with Fox, and Fox is continuing to have big games. But this is such good news for DeMar DeRozan. And Doc, he's the Energizer Bunny because he just keeps going and going and going, right? I mean, he's in his mid-30s, showing no signs of slippage at all. I mean, there's still all-NBA, all-star type of nights and numbers by him. And so he's a guy that if you went at him, even with the lack of steals and the lack of threes, you know, well done by you, man, because DeMar DeRozan's been really good. And, Doc, I don't see anything changing with DeMar in the calculation. I mean, I could see 25-4-4 now watching Sac, how they use him, how they feature him. These numbers are real.
Well, the fact that he's been able to provide as much fantasy value as he has, as you just mentioned, without hitting threes or stealing the ball, is kind of incredible. And he's a throwback. He's one of the last mid-range guys. And he's blended right in to Sacramento perfectly, I think. De'Aaron Fox really hasn't lost anything. Sabonis hasn't lost anything. And the other thing that's interesting about Sacramento is Keon Ellis was in the starting lineup and played 29 minutes. Brewski's having a party right now. And that's a guy everybody should be watching closely.
Yeah, blocks and steals are nice from Keon Ellis. They are. And he hits threes. He's not, you know, he's going to score 8-9 points, but he's going to have like, it's like a Patrick Beverley line. You know what I mean, Doc? Like, Patrick Beverley had a lot of really good fantasy lines. 2 threes, 2 blocks and a steal, right? Okay, that works. With, you know, 9-3-3. Like, that stuff works, man. So, on the Miami side, Doc, like, they suck. like they suck. They really do. Okay, here's a question for you. Wemby just hit a 3-ball for the Spurs, and it just saved the game for them. They're down 9 with 3.5 to go. What was the question I had before I give you that update? What take me back to that.
It was about the Miami Heat.
Okay, so who sucks more, Miami or Milwaukee?
Oh, I think Miami.
Really? Milwaukee's 1-6, dude.
Yeah, they're not going to be for long. I don't know.
I don't know, man. Middleton looks pretty comfortable in those street clothes, dude.
Jimmy Butler actually had a decent game tonight.
He did. I thought of you, Doc. I know you're he's your guy.
Bam hasn't been good. Butler hasn't been great. Terry Rozier is, I think he's on the wrong side of the mountain. He's on the
down slope. No, I disagree. I just think he's on Miami and they don't have enough balls to go around. I think Rozier's fine, Doc. Do you think he's like Father Time is hitting Terry Rozier? Really?
I don't know if he's going to. I'm glad I don't have him. We need one more Wemby block. He's got 9. He's got his double-double. I need a triple-double.
Well, he's still in the game. They're, like I said, about 3 minutes to go. And, you know, shout out to Clippers fans, man. They're filling into a dome. And, like really great crowd eruptions, and the Clippers are actually like a functional competitive team. Amir Coffey is spiking for 17 tonight. It's kind of like Harden and the role players. And, you know, frankly, they're like, you got to bring it to beat the Clippers, man. They're, every time I looked up, the Clippers are in another type ball game. So shout them out, man. All right, Doc, let's move on to Utah and Chicago. And all right, quick Rick's rant. Okay. We talk about 30 deep a lot. Doc just referenced it, okay? 30 teams. Brew is in it. I'm in it. Doc is in it. Many industry guys and girls are in it. Well, I had a failed attempt at turning this from a weekly league to a daily league, okay? Predictably, right? The laziness, the softitude, and so it prevailed. and I lost. Okay. And now, Doc, I head into the week with a super questionable and twice injured Zach LaVine. So what do? I don't play him. Okay. He was ruled out tonight in time for me to know that before 7 o'clock. And so I put Ushman Jang in my starting lineup. And so when I take a massive L this week and I go from first in power rankings for week one to like the middle of the pack, it's not because I suck. It's because this rule sucks. And because if Zach LaVine now, well, it doesn't matter. He's out of my lineup. If he comes back in the next game, I'll be even more hot about it. But Ushman Jang played 8 minutes tonight. That ain't going to get it done, dude. So it is just really, it's a buzzkill. But anyway, so Zach LaVine is out, Doc. Adductor strain tonight. And again, adductor means groin. Groin means, uh-oh, where are we going with this? Combine it with the subluxation of his shoulder, and the dude's freaking banged up, okay? So, Doc, Coby White isn't the story here, although he was great. 28 points, 4 rebounds, and 6 assists. We all know, you don't need Doc and I to tell you that Coby White is going to spike and kill it without Zach LaVine. I mean, it's Coby White season as long as LaVine is out. But I owe to Sumu, Doc. And look, he has these games and these little stretches from time to time, and he becomes a hot waiver wire guy from time to time, right? And then he reverts back to being, you know, 10-3-3, I owe to Sumu. 25-5-5 tonight, Doc. He had a Coby game tonight, okay? So in terms of that stat line, so everybody, go get Io DeSumo, because this is Zach LaVine. When he gets hurt, he tends to stay hurt. Just is what it is. So go get Io DeSumo right now. That's the point I wanted to make here about Utah and Chicago. It was a tight ball game. I mean, John Collins played well. Like, Utah is just so they put me to sleep, Doc. They put me to – I had that game on, and I was even bored by it, okay?
Well, at least, you know, Keontae, I mean? At least Keontae George went off.
He did.
33-9. Still didn't shoot it great, but big numbers. And then welcome back, Walker Kessler, everybody. Walker Kessler was on a milk carton for 82 games last year. And Walker Kessler, they found him, got him out of wherever he was, and he's balling, man. 12, 16, 4 blocks.
Walker Kessler, keep doing what you're doing. I've got a lot of shares of Walker Kessler, Doc, and I've been very happy and very satisfied. I loaded up on a bunch of teams. I've got the 3-pack of Lopez, and like Turner in the 4th round, and then like 7th round Lopez, 8th round Kessler, something like that, right? But I've got those 3 guys all together on a lot of teams. And so we'll see how it goes. But I kind of went heavy on blocks. I mean, think about it. There's like 8 or 10 guys that block shots. So let's load up on them. Well, let's go get these guys. And hopefully it works out with some chips. The New York Knicks, Doc, continue to underwhelm as a team. It's because they have no bench. They have no depth. We've talked about that. Campaign was out tonight. Tyler Kolek had to come in and play, okay? They play like 8 guys. It's a joke. It's an absolute joke. But, Doc, so they lose again. Cat had another huge game, and he's rolling now. The last 3 games, Cat is rolling. But I want to talk about Alpi Şengün. Houston wins this game, and I, you know, I'm on a Houston thing, okay? And so I kind of like this team. They're my little team that could this year, and I'm kind of low-key rooting for them. And so to see him win this home game, and it was, you know, New York was right there. But Alpi Şengün, 25-14, 4 assists. I think it was actually 5 assists. I think that's a typo. In 4 blocks, okay? I don't know if that's a career high, but his blocks have gone like 1-1-1-4, okay? So Alpi's blocking some shots at a nice rate right here. But, Doc, by my estimation, eye test and stat test, this is the best game he's had all year. 25-14-5 with 4 blocks. I'm looking at this, though, still as a little bit of an aberration, Doc. Okay, not a breakout game, because a breakout game is like, I was just in a slump and I'll be fine now. I don't know. I don't know if Alpi Şengün's going to be just shoot right to 20 a game, because the way this team is going, it's a Jalen Green show now, Doc. He got paid, not as much as Alpi, but it's, you know, I mean, he's taken all these shots and he's kind of become the dude here. So I ask you, breakout game leading to a lot of other, you know, massive games here, or aberration? You talk to me.
Well, Jalen Green has not been good the last two or three games. Like, he's struggling. For a while there, you know, a week ago, he looked like Anthony Edwards. Like, he just had this, I'm going to destroy everything in front of me mentality. Something happened, and his shot is just not going right now. So that helps a guy like Şengün quite a bit. I'm not worried about Şengün. He's off to a slow start. He's going to ball out. I think he's fine. And the four blocks, like, that was nice to see. We need more blocks from Alpi. And then Torrey Eason is suddenly getting a lot of minutes. And I watched him play on Saturday night, and he was awesome. Torrey Eason might be coming.
Torrey Eason might what?
Might be coming.
Yeah, and Amen Thompson had a really good game tonight. And he had that sweet move where he, like, faked the pass on the way down and then went back up and jammed it. Had a really good stat line, flirted with a double-double. So Cam Whitmore didn't play tonight. So Amen Thompson and Torrey Eason have really risen. And Torrey Eason took over that game that Doc was talking about. Like, Torrey Eason took over the game. All right, best player on the floor, making defensive plays and offensive plays. He was absolutely fantastic. So, Doc, it is a final between the San Antonio Spurs and L.A. Clippers, the game won by the Clippers. And let's check the final numbers here.
I think 20. He only had 9 blocks.
So he had – where's Wemby here? 24, 13, 3. Oh, my God. What a line. 20. This is Wemby. Wemby has arrived. He had the 5x5. Member Dockin. Boom. Now the floodgates are open. 24, 13, 3 assists, 9 blocks, and 3 steals with 2 threes. Wemby's here, Doc. Wemby's here.
And look at Champagne, your guy. It's what, 6 threes? Something like that.
5. 21 and 5 with 5 threes. He's been struggling lately, Doc. I've been keeping my eye on my guy Champetti. He might have benefited by the Sohan absence tonight, Doc. Sohan's playing 12 minutes.
He hurt his thumb. Sohan hurt his thumb. Left the game. I think he only played like 15 minutes.
Not good. I wish him well. Sohan is having a year, dude.
He's playing good, man.
I hope that's not a significant injury at all. So Zubats tonight goes 17 and 13. Harden, kind of lame tonight, 17, 8, and 4. He did have 3 blocks, did have a steal, and 3 threes. James Harden is just a beast with the fantasy gold, man. A beast. Norman Powell, your guy, Doc, really solid game. 23 points, 3 steals, 5 threes. If you're looking for rebounds and assists for Norman Powell, you've come to the wrong store. He had 1 rebound and 3 assists, and that's pretty much where he lives. And he's not a 3-steal-per-game guy, and he's not even really a 5-3-per-game guy. This is a hell of a game from your guy Norman Powell tonight, AD. Doc?
Yeah, man. And he is a 5-3-pointer guy. I think he's hitting – he's got to be averaging about 5 a game. Like, he's – that's all he does is shoot threes.
I'll take the under on that. Let me
He was at 3.8 coming in.
I mean, very healthy number for Norman Powell. And we were all on him. You know, we told you about James Harden as well. So those are some cash-ins for us here. All right, is this Phoenix and Philly game still going on? It is not. It is a 2-point victory for the Suns. So let's talk about this one a little bit here. Paul George in his return, Doc. Predictable, a little rusty, 4 of 14 from the field, 1 of 7 on threes, 15 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. Tyrese Maxey, predictably, 30-plus. He had 32 with 6 three balls and a pretty full stat line here. Yabusele howling at the moon with 19, 7, and 6. Doc, Durant spiked for 35. Devin Booker had 13 tonight. Bradley Beal. I want to kind of sit on that, Doc, and I'll tee you up for a take or two on this game. Bradley Beal playing, you know, through or with this right elbow, I like it, okay? You know that I've been banging hard on Bradley Beal for missing all these games. And they're talking championship, and it's the whole theme of their program, you know, championship. And so Kevin Durant's talked about that, how, you know, we're one of those teams. And that stuff's working. And I love it for Bradley Beal, because if the Suns were just a good team, Bradley Beal would be missing games, man. But, like, they're holding him to a higher standard. And I think, you know, whereas I think Bradley Beal's looked for the easy way out of games a little bit over the last couple of years, especially with Washington. I mean, Doc, it's just like, dude, are you serious? You're missing another game? You know, Zion gives me these vibes sometimes. Zion missed tonight. I mean, what is going on with Zion Williamson? Play the game that you love. But, Doc, Bradley Beal, okay, playing through this, and he's just solid. 17 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 3 threes. I'm not sitting here and, you know, trying to, like, ooh, Bradley Beal, like he's the hot fantasy commodity. He's gaining ground with me, Doc. He's regaining rep with me. I don't know where you guys stand, Doc, in our audience here on Bradley Beal. I've said many times, I'm out, okay? I don't have any Bradley Beal shares outside of the Cam Dynasty. I drafted him and almost immediately regretted it, and I tried to trade him many, many times. Nobody's biting. And then I told y'all, hey, I won a championship last year with the guy that you would never trade for. And so me and Bradley Beal got this whole thing, Doc, and we're in a good way right now. Now, if he sprains something next week, he may be in a bad way with me. But right now, he's in a good way with me, Doc. Where are you at with Bradley Beal?
Well, I looked at the Suns' box score tonight, and I was like, I'll be damned. Bradley Beal's playing. I couldn't believe it. I was shocked. Like you, I have zero shares of Bradley Beal, and I'm glad. It's just going to be a headache all year long. You know this. You're trying to be positive. You're trying to think the best. You're hoping for the best. But you know, back in the back of your mind when you're laying in bed at night, you know he's not going to play all year. You know he's just going to make you mad and disappoint you.
You're probably right. Okay, but right now we're in a good way, and I wanted to shout out Bradley Beal and Devin Booker. There will be better days. That was a weird game from him tonight, and Paul George is back. Joel Embiid may be back around the corner, and so I'm looking forward to watching the big fella play. Like Philly's unwatchable for me right now without Embiid. They're just so boring and so bad. Like they, you know what I mean?
That Paul George game hurt, dude. 4 of 14, 7 turnovers. Like, I got him back in my lineup in the league I drafted in, and I was all excited about it. Like, hey, Paul George is back. He did more damage than he did good.
It's Paul George, man. I just think he's kind of overrated in general, and I'm not a huge fan of his in fantasy because of all the missed games. It is Fantasy NBA Today Late Night. It is Ethos After Dark. Rick Hamill, Hall of Famer Steve Alexander, a.k.a. Dr. A. Charlotte at Minnesota, a completely drab, horrible game, all right? I will make this very simple for you. Quick take. Dante DiVincenzo, you have said on this broadcast, he's having a horrible year, all this kind of stuff. Certainly not having a great year. We predicted that he would fall off mega from the year he had last year. Even if he would have stayed in New York, going to Minnesota was like a crater job, okay? Like, if you didn't see that coming, maybe you were listening to another podcast, you should be listening to us religiously. Dante DiVincenzo had his best game as a Wolf tonight, Doc, when you look at the total line. 14, 5, and 3. 2 blocks, 2 steals, and 3 threes. Best overall game as a Wolf, okay? And don't get used to this. That's the point I want to make. Ooh, Dante! He's here. He had a spike game in a blowout against a horrible team that never plays any defense. Okay. So Dante's going to revert back to 7 or 8 points a game. I just want to make that point. Don't get it twisted. This is not some kind of trend starting here. This is an aberration game from Dante.
I think Dante's going to be better than he has been. I think this is a step in the right direction. I'm not giving up on Dante. Like he's possibly the second best player on that basketball team. Like he should be doing better. Speaking of their second best player, Naz Reid, awesome game, man. 25-9, steal on the block, 5 triples, 9 of 13. If somebody goes down, if Rudy Gobert gets hurt, Naz Reid's going to blow up. He's already blowing up.
You know what he's going to blow up, Doc? When he opts out of his contract this summer and becomes an unrestricted free agent in the summer of 2025, Minnesota might be able to keep him, but somebody may go like, dude, we want to pay $40 million a year. Minnesota at that point might be like, yeah, we can't afford that. Because, I would pay Naz Reid Rudy Gobert money before I paid Rudy Gobert money, okay? I love Naz Reid. And who guarded Jokic better in the playoffs last year? It wasn't Gobert. It was Naz Reid. Naz Reid defended Jokic very, very well. Doc, let's move on to Orlando and Oklahoma City. And I already talked – well, just quickly here. You remember Fremonte when I was getting on to Don Nelson about playing Monte Ellis in the early days of the fantasy show on NBA TV. Well, Free Ushman, okay? They're playing Dylan Jones over Ushman Jang, the rookie, Dylan Jones. Come on, man. Like, Ushman Jang has had to pay his dues year on year on year in the G League. He's a total stud, by the way. He's a block, steal, three machine. He's fantasy gold waiting to pop, y'all, okay? He needs more playing time. He had 8 minutes tonight, Doc. When he plays 15 minutes and 18 minutes and 20 minutes, and that's the best it gets for him, okay? It's 8-6-2-1-2-1. Like, it's a full damn stat line, okay? And then go get you some Gogo Batadze, all right? 11-9 with 4 assists, a block, a steal in 27 minutes. Wendell Carter Jr. has a foot injury? Uh-oh, what is that all about? He tends to be a game misser. You already now don't have Paolo Banchero. So to me, go get Goga. And I just wanted to say that about Ushman Jang. What you got on Orlando and OKC, Doc?
Well, Ushman Jang is not going to get any more playing time when the other Jalen Williams is back. Like, this is without Jalen Williams. So I don't have a good feeling about that.
Good point. And Hardenstein. Well, what's going to happen to my guy Ushman Jang when Hardenstein comes back?
He'll be done.
I know.
But what's going on with Alex Caruso? I mean, you want to bag? You want to bag on Dante DiVincenzo? But what about Grayson Allen and Alex Caruso? Like, Caruso is the invisible man. Are they just waiting for the playoffs?
In the line, like 2-2-2 right now, or something from Carolina. I'm not talking about blocks and steals and threes.
3 points, 5 assists, one steal, nothing else. Mm. Like, it's bad. And I don't think I'm dropping him, but I'm not starting him.
When you see Cason Wallace and Isaiah Joe and Aaron Wiggins, and they're playing this kid, AJ Mitchell, now, right? It's like, I would go ahead and send him to waivers. And like, when I talk about Ushman Jang, okay, I'm not talking about a 12-team league. I have Ushman Jang in our 30-team league, okay, 30 deep. I have Ushman Jang, where else do I have him, Doc? In Sam Hinkie's letter, which is a 20-team league, all right? And I barely play him anyway. Let's move on. God bless Orlando, by the way, playing without Paolo Banchero. I mean, they are just screwed without Paul. They are taking massive L's right now. It's a basketball tragedy. Doc, let's get hot on the waiver wire here, all right, with the Portland and New Orleans game. Like, this is a waiver wire festival for us, okay? First of all, if Jose Alvarado is on waivers in your league, I'm not going to indict your league and say, oh, your league sucks. I'm not going to say that. All I'm going to say is you got to drop everything and go get him right now. These are really good point guard stat lines, okay? He didn't score in the previous game, okay, which let me down. I told you I lost my game in Cam Dynasty by 9 points. He had like 9 points. Well, tonight he had 18, okay? 9 plus 9 is 18. Could have gotten a tie in that category. Anyway, enough of my problems here. Tonight, Doc, 18 points, 6 assists, 3 threes, okay? He is putting full point guard stat lines out there right now, okay? Like, that's like a Darius Garland stat line for the year, 18 and 6. Jose is not at 18 every game, but he'll – like 15-5 is the floor from Jose right now, as I see it. When you aggregate all the games, you got to go get him because there's no end in sight to the McCollum injury or the Trey Murphy injury or the Herb Jones injury. It's all this indefinite stuff. Go get him. Also, Doc, Brandon Boston, they freaking love Brandon Boston. My guy Antonio Daniels can't stop raving about him, okay? And so Antonio's plugged in with the team, as in coaches, as in people that matter. And so it's all connected here. So he's a buzz guy. He's been kind of game by game ticking up with the playing time. Boom. Tonight the pop happens. He enters the starting lineup. He hits us with 23-4, one block, two steals, and two threes. All right? In the starting lineup, all right? No more of the Javonte Green thing, which, I mean, you know, they started him in the previous game. He's just so Javonte Green. Get Brandon Boston in that starting five. They didn't have Jordan Hawkins tonight, by the way. That's one of the reasons why Boston spiked up to 20. With Jordan Hawkins, this might have been like a 15. But anyway, Brandon Boston, to me, Doc, is a really good pickup off the waiver wire because he's been groomed. He's bounced around. He was with the Clippers for a little while. Talented young guy. And so he's been in the league for now 3 or 4 years, right? Like, he's figured some stuff out, and he's hungry, and he's attacking it, and he's playing really well. And I recommend everybody to go out there and get him.
He also led the team in minutes tonight, which that says a lot. And he was second. He was second behind Brandon Ingram in shots. Those are very telling factors as well. And I think the key to everything you just said is your guy, Antonio Daniels. He's dialed in, man. He talks to that staff in New Orleans. Like, he knows those guys. And if they love Brandon Boston, we all should love Brandon Boston.
They call him Certified Bucket. That's his nickname. And they're already talking about put it on a T-shirt. Like, it's a whole thing if you listen to the New Orleans broadcast. Zion, I guess, told Antonio that, I came up AAU with him or something. He's a certified bucket. And so they're running with it. And bam, starts tonight and puts up 20 points. Don't leave him on the waiver wire. Indiana and Dallas, Doc. And I had that game up. I haven't had time to really grind the box score because it went live when we were on the air. So let me head there and let me make a couple of points here. It is Fantasy NBA Today on Sports Ethos Fantasy Basketball. Rick Kamla and Steve Alexander, FSWA Hall of Famer. Doc, Tyrese Halliburton makes every clutch shot. He is uncanny. He just is uncanny, dude. With there was a game earlier in the year, I don't know, 3 weeks ago or something. He did not hit a three until the like 20 seconds left in the game. Biggest shot in the game wins the game, right? And I see all the time, like, if there was a game about a week ago, right? Nip and tuck game down the stretch. Just anytime Hallie gets a shot on the, it's going in. You remember the Australia game over the summer with USA Basketball? It was a friendly. It wasn't in the Olympic tournament yet. Tight ball game. Halliburton went bang, corner three, bang, corner three. Took the lead from 6 to 12. The game was over. He just makes clutch shots, man. So tonight, Doc, 25-12. Two steals, one block, two threes. Thank you. The line that we came looking for. But in terms of, I know you might want to make a Luka point or something like that. The point that I wanted to make here, Doc, is Miles Turner. And he had 5 threes tonight, 30 points, 11 rebounds, returned to Dallas where he's from. Okay. Doc, this dude's in a contract year. We are going to rake in goodies from Miles Turner all freaking year. And we told you this in the preseason, get Miles Turner shares. Okay. The stat package is incredible. The motivation is going to be high. He's on a really good team. Carlisle doesn't mess with his minutes with anybody like he used to when he had to share with Sabonis. And so what do you got to say here about Indiana? They get the 134-127 victory. Big win for the Pacers, by the way, Doc. They moved to 3-4. They came in 2-4 on the year. What do you got to say about this one?
Well, Halliburton needs to play like he did tonight every night for them to be good.
Good point.
25-12, and he was off to a slow start. So Halliburton had a great game against a couple of guards who really don't play much defense. But He got everybody involved, and he looked great. And the Pacers need him to play that well. And then, hello, Benedict Mathurin, 32 minutes a start, 16.7 boards, 3 assists, a steal, a 3. He's available on waiver wires, and he probably shouldn't be.
Doc, one more game to talk about, and then I want to kind of wrap up our must-add player conversation here. The Nuggets ended up winning with a big defensive play by Julian Strother in the game, and he was fantastic. And really kind of the story here, Doc, Jamal Murray doesn't play with the concussion. Aaron Gordon played 4 minutes, left with Chris Marlowe on the broadcast, called it a calf injury. And I'm buddies with Chris, and so I say jokingly, if that information is wrong, blame him. But you had Westbrook go for 21, 6-6, a block, a steal, and a 3 tonight for Jamal Murray, and that's fun to see. You talked about Jokic's line earlier in the show, but Julian Strother here, Doc, it's not an oh-my-God stat line, 13, 2-3, 2 steals, a block, and 2 threes. In 32 minutes. Like, it's a good stat line. Don't get me wrong. We're touching all the things in the box score here. But go get Julian Strother right now, because and Peyton Watson, I see here, solid game. 10-3-1, 3 blocks, 2 steals, 1 3, 31 minutes. Doc, Denver's not very good right now, but without Jamal Murray, with KCP in Orlando, Aaron Gordon with a calf, how long does he miss now, right? Like, these are two guys that people have to look at. And you know I'm a Julian Strother guy because I love those three balls. And so Strother, to me, is a guy that you should be heading to the waiver wire. And we're going to kind of vet and order these guys here in a minute. But that's where I'm at with this game. I got nothing on Toronto, Doc. I wanted to talk a little bit about Denver.
Well, Grady Dick has been fun. Mogno, 4 points, 5 boards. That's Brewski's guy. Still hasn't really been turned loose yet. And then Christian Brown has been pretty good. And if Brown wasn't in the way, I would be running out to get Strother as well. Strother needs Jamal Murray to stay out to really, I think, be effective. So Strother's interesting. I don't think I'm as high on him as you are right now.
Interesting. So would you pick up Peyton Watson, or would you just pick up one of these other guys that we've been talking about?
That's a good question. The guy that we have not talked about yet that I want to talk about is the Wizards. You know who I'm talking about?
Are you talking about Bob Carrington?
Well, Bob Carrington was awesome, but so was Tyshawn George. And that kind of came out of nowhere, I think. And like, I think I'd go pick up Tyshawn George, to be honest, or Bob Carrington, either one of those guys. Tyshawn had 26-4. Bob had 16-8-7. They both started. They both played big minutes, and they were both good. And they're both available in a lot of leagues.
I'll co-sign that, Doc, because these other guys that we're talking about here, Jose Alvarado is a great, great temporary pickup, right? When Herb comes back and McCollum comes back and Trey Murphy comes back, then Jose Alvarado is going to be playing 15 to 18 minutes and you send him back to waivers. Brandon Boston is a very temporary pickup. Okay. I like him, especially in deep leagues. Strother would be a temporary pickup. But I like where Doc's head is at, there's one more guy I want to talk about, Doc, but I would take Bob Carrington to me. You know, I love the PRA guys, the guys that, you know, the 15-5-5, the 25-5-5. Like, Bob Carrington's like a 15-6-6 type of guy. The box score loves Bob Carrington, and he loves it back. But Doc, who's going to start over Bob Carrington the rest of the year? Well, probably nobody. He was their first-round pick. Malcolm Brogdon, they're not going to dust him off and put him in there over Bob Carrington. And so I think they're staying power with this role. You think about, Doc, Corey Kispert and Jonas Valanciunas. both coming off of this bench. Alex Sarr starting almost three blocks a game at a double-double tonight. He's been terrific, all right? But their whole thing is to play the young guy and play fast and play 2024 basketball and lose a million games. And think about this, Doc. They're not going to shut down Bob Carrington. Why would they? They're getting their heads beat in with him. They're not going to shut down Keyshawn George. These guys, like, you shut down Corey Kispert. You shut down Valanciunas, right? You don't shut down your rookies. You play them all the way to the end. So I think there's just staying power and some real, like, role definition with these guys that make some really attractive pickups, Doc. I agree with you, man.
Welcome back, Jordan Poole. He's having a great year. Four blocks, three steals tonight.
Welcome. He's first-round value right now. Jordan Poole is a first-round level player right now. What's up?
How would you rank, if you're looking at Washington Wizard pickups, how would you rank Coulibaly, Bub, and Keyshawn?
Good question. I would go Bub 1, Bilal 2, and Keyshawn George 3.
Okay.
How about you?
I don't know enough about it. I'll take any of them.
Okay.
Right. I'll see who's available, but I haven't. Koulibaly's gone in all my leagues. I'm probably going Bub.
He should be. Get as much Bub as you can right now. Shout out to Tumani Kamara as well, Doc. Tonight, yeah. 16, 6, and 4, a block, a steal, two threes. He is a goody guy. And I'm a fan. He's a really, like, valuable defender on their team, kind of like a low-key Jeremy Grant. I see him guarding a lot of really awesome offensive players. So they're putting him up. Chauncey Billups is putting him up to bat in those situations. I'm not noticing a ton of foul trouble, okay? And there's a nice little package here of block steals and threes from Tumani Kamara. He should be SF and PF eligible in your league. So just one last shout-out for me, Doc. Tumani Kamara, again, like, we love all these guys off the waiver wire. I still would put, like, Bub number one. But here's the thing about Tumani Kamara, Doc. He has a permanent role. Nobody's riding in on a white horse to take his spot. They love him. They picked him up in the Lillard and Ayton trade, okay? And they've basically been starting him ever since. He's a terrific young guy. I like him. He's very underrated to me.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know who's going to take his place. You got to think Donovan Clingan is going to start for this team at some point. Then you have Avdija. Has not looked great. He's been struggling. My guy's struggling a little bit.
Yeah,
he
didn't have a great stat line tonight. He did not. So, Doc, we are out of time here. It is election night tomorrow night. Folks, we just made it through 15 games for you, okay? Must-add players, and we gave you the Magic Man as well. So, Doc, tomorrow's election night. We will be back on Wednesday night, okay, at midnight Eastern for another huge slate of NBA games, and we will not be talking politics here, okay? So, Doc, any last words here before the NBA goes click and takes a little break here? Any last words?
Not really. I'm just sad that we did not get to see a Victor Wembanyama triple-double with blocks tonight. That would have been awesome.
Came close, but I tell you what, seeing 9 in that block category is like, what? That's a number that takes me back to the 90s because it does not make sense. So for Dr. A, for our outstanding producer, Andre Lemouche, I am Rick Kamla. Thank you for staying up late with us, man, on Fantasy NBA Today. Again, we'll be back on Wednesday night, same spot, midnight Eastern, and we will see you then.
Presented by BetOnline.